They Were Afraid, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
For to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus, an empty tomb, is not good news, not for sinners, apart from his death for sinners.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon and an Ascension sermon for any size gift during the 50 days of Easter. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support during the Easter season.
That's the choir of Wells Cathedral with the first stanza of the hymn Jerusalem the Golden. That hymn, like many others, paints a picture of, and it's a picture that's drawn, that's traced from the book of Revelation, where John sees this golden Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. Now, we think about eternal life, and suddenly things get very blurry, don't they? When you think about what must lie beyond death and in the world to come, and it is a world that is coming, not just some sort of a spiritual existence, things get really blurry and cloudy. Why? Well, maybe we've been taught by the art of the church to see it through these fuzzy lenses, but there is something crystal clear, in absolute sharp focus and relief, about the way that Scripture talks about the world to come, even clearer than the world we live in now. It's compared to being the world we live in now, looking through a dim, dark, hazy mirror compared to what is to come. Joining us to talk about Revelation chapters 21 and 22, Deaconess Pam Nielsen, editor of Witness, Mercy, Life Together for the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Pam, welcome back.
Hi, Todd. It's great to be back.
These two chapters in the book of Revelation 21 and 22 don't give us any of that kind of blurry picture of the world to come. It seems to be very focused. What is the picture that's painted of eternal life that's already begun for us and that yet we still await it at the resurrection?
Well, you're right. It's a very clear and wondrous picture. And it is a picture. And that's something that Sunday school teachers can do is give the kids a piece of paper and some crayons as you read through this text and let them draw the images that they hear, because it's a very descriptive, picturesque language here about the new heaven and the new earth, real places, real existence, not something ethereal and ghost-like, but for real. Heaven on earth. It's Job, in his book in the Old Testament, says that he knows his Redeemer lives and that in his flesh he will see God. He says, in my flesh I shall see God. Our eternal home is going to be a lot like our current home. The difference is there will not be any sin. There will be no corruption of sin and no influence of the devil, no suffering, no evil, and no death. But we'll be real people with real bodies in a real earth and living a real life, glorified life, and we'll be reflecting the glory of our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. That's a really important message as we teach these final two chapters of Scripture in Sunday school this week to talk about that this is real and tangible. And there's ways we can do that to help kids see and get past kind of the worldly teaching about the hereafter as something kind of mystical and superficial or not, at least not tangible.
One of the things that you mentioned, we got about a minute and a half here before you take our break, and it seems like a small detail, but I really don't think it is. In verse 6 of one of those Revelation chapters 21, where it talks about people receiving from the spring of the water of life without payment, and you ask the question, how would the world change if there was no need for money? What's the point of saying that these things are without payment, without cost in the world to come about a minute?
Well, the point is that they have been paid for. We're talking about the second Eden, this heaven on earth at the end of time when Christ comes again, the New Jerusalem. Nothing negative, nothing awful there, because Christ has made the payment on the cross. We can drink from this river of life, from the spring of the fountain of life, because Jesus Christ made the payment. So no guilt, nothing we have to do. It's all been done for us. It's what we have now, but in its fullness, because we'll live in that reality with no sin and no devil and no temptation. And what has been done will be fully realized for us in a rich, wonderful way. All that we need, everything beautiful, wonderful, perfect for us in a real life with our real Savior.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen is our guest. When we come back, we'll have another 10 minutes with her teaching a Sunday school lesson from John's vision of heaven in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. You can join us with questions or comments as we come to you live this Monday afternoon, May the 21st, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc.
Apostles Lutheran Church is in Melrose Park, Illinois. We invite you to our divine service, which is held every Sunday at 9:15. Please contact us at 847-455-0903 or check out our website at apostlesmelrosepark.org. We are located just south of O'Hare Airport, where airplanes are continually going up. Here at Apostles, we glory in the one who on the cross was lifted up for the sins of the world.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Grace, faith, Scripture, and Christ alone. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues, Etc. 300. Grace Lutheran, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Heritage Lutheran, Valparaiso, Indiana. Mount Olive Lutheran, Duluth, Minnesota. Our Savior's Lutheran, Windham, Minnesota. St. John's Lutheran, Algoma, Wisconsin, Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California, St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa, St. John Lutheran, Yuma, Colorado, Christ Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri, and Redeemer Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues, Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues, Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues, Etc. journal. IssuesETC.org. Click support. The Issues, Etc. 300. The Ascension Hymn, O Christ, Our Hope, Our Heart's Desire. That's what's playing right now at Lutheran Public Radio. For a little bit less than a week more, up until Pentecost Sunday, you can hear sacred music for the world at LutheranPublicRadio.org 24/7, playing the best of the church's Easter music all the way through the Easter season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Deaconess Pam Nielsen is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson, Revelation chapters 21 and 22. Paint the picture for us, Pam. It's a big swath of verses there, but what's the vision that John sees of the world to come?
Well, it is the vision of the world to come, and it's really a crescendo of all the scriptures. And it's also really a digest or summary of the Bible, because in these two chapters, you have the teachings of sin and salvation, you've got heaven and hell, Jesus and the church, you've got the Holy Trinity, and many other things that come to us in the chapters of all of God's Word. And John really, like a gardener plucking flowers, pulls images from various other books from the Old Testament and the New Testament to weave really a bouquet of pictures here for us about the inheritance of the saints, those who are washed in the blood of Christ, who have had their sins be cast away because of baptism, because of what Christ has done for them. And it's such a picturesque book, full of imagery, and it does hearken back to other verses and chapters all throughout Scripture, making really a beautiful kind of capstone for the whole book of God's Word.
Is it something that, and this is something that, you know, the kids perhaps can be introduced to, is this reality that John sees in its fulfillment a distant, not yet thing completely? Do we participate in this to some extent here by faith? And if so, in what way?
Well, sure we do, because what is there for us is ours already now, the forgiveness of sins, the life, the salvation, because of what Christ did on the cross 2,000 years ago. It's been sealed, it's been done. When God looks at us, he sees his Son and the payment he made for us on the cross. So these things are ours, and we live in this world, and then when Christ comes again, we will have a new earth, a new heaven, free from all of the awful things that sin has brought into our lives and into this world. And so we do sort of live in this now and not yet tension. We have the forgiveness of sins, we have salvation, we have eternal life, but we'll have it more fully without the veil of sin, without the darkness of sin that in this life often clouds it, brings tears, brings suffering, and causes us to question. And in this life, we live in faith, trusting that reality. In that life will be no more need for faith. It will be the reality. Nothing to hope for. We will have what we've hoped for in this life. It will be our life. And no need anymore for faith or hope or prayer or wondering what we need. It will be everything, because we will be in the presence of God in the new creation, with our new bodies, with our new heavens, with the new earth, all won for us on the cross 2,000 years ago.
Part of what John does in this, you know, to speak of the glorious inheritance of the saints is also necessarily to speak of those who, in unbelief, will be sadly excluded from this world to come. Mm-hmm. And John mentions that in John chapter 22. What does
yes.
he say?
Well, he talks about, you know, people like sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, everyone who loves and practices falsehood, and says, but they'll not be in the kingdom. And this is a important verse to understand and to explain, because, you know, you could read that and think that it applies to anyone who does such things, but there's no way they're going to get into heaven. And that would be one way to interpret it, but we have to interpret it in light of all of God's Word and what he says to us. And, you know, our writer for this series, for our adult series, is which is stronger, faith or sin? Is it possible for someone who commits the sin of idolatry to still believe in Jesus? Is it possible for an idolater to enter heaven? John says no. But is it possible for someone who has committed the sin of idolatry to enter heaven? And here's the crucial thing. When we believe in Jesus, our sins are removed. So one who has been an idolater, and who of us hasn't, but by believing in Christ, the power of his word, through his word and his sacraments, that sin is removed from us. And yes, then it is possible for the idolaters, the sorcerers, all these sinful ones, they enter by faith in Christ. They don't enter by their deeds or lack of deeds, just as you and I, because we are those same sinful ones. We're guilty of breaking every commandment of God, and would, by our deeds, be excluded from this new heaven and new earth. But by Christ's deeds, we've been found righteous, and our sins are removed from us. And that is really so important. That's the gospel here, and it's all about what Christ has done. Very, very dangerous. dangerous unto soul danger to let a child leave Sunday school this Sunday thinking that they've got to be a better person in order to realize this new paradise. They need to know that Christ did it for them.
Do you think that this vision is given, and John records it for us, as it draws closer to the end of that section of those two chapters, precisely so that the church, having seen this vision with John, having heard these great and many promises that are contained and fulfilled therein, will continue earnestly and hopefully to pray, come Lord Jesus?
Well, I think that's a lot of it, but it's also this whole wrapping up all of Scripture, all of the promises of God, all of the events from the first garden, from where the first tree of life was, the first Eden, to this new Jerusalem, the second Eden. Ties it all together. Christ has died. He's ascended. Pentecost has come. And this is to keep us longing for, mindful of, hoping for him to come again and to be with us and to take us to where he is and to give us this new life that he has promised from the beginning, that God has promised in his word for us. And it does that. And, you know, here we have this lesson coming up Sunday, maybe out of stream with the church year, but maybe not so much. We just celebrated the ascension of Christ. We'll have Pentecost on the day that this is taught. But this is all about our life in Christ, that one day all of this will culminate in this forever life, in the new heavens and the new earth with Jesus. And it's a rich, wonderful story, and it's one that the editors of this material were determined to put in because we want children to be aware and to be longing for, as the church does, for Christ to come again. And this sort of wraps up 3 years of walking through the Gospels in growing in Christ. And so next winter quarter, they'll take up with Matthew again and begin the cycle all over. So this lesson gets taught once every 3 years, John's vision of heaven, and it's an important one to teach.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen is editor of Witness Mercy, Life Together for the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. Pam, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Next week, we're going to discuss Genesis chapter 24, Rebecca Serves at the Well, with Pam. She mentioned the curriculum that we use as the basis for our conversations every week with her as we teach these Sunday school lessons called Growing in Christ from Concordia Publishing House, a Christ-centered, cross-focused Sunday school curriculum. And that does follow the course of the church here in its general outline and does, in that very important way, keep the Sunday school classroom connected with what's going on in church on Sunday morning and throughout the whole church, throughout all of the year. That's one of the great features about growing in Christ. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand or call Concordia Publishing House and ask for free samples of Growing in Christ. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for Growing in Christ. When we come back, an hour or two of Issues, Etc. on this Monday afternoon, Terry Mattingly of Scripps Howard News Service is going to be our guest. We're going to talk about media coverage of several issues. Kathleen Sebelius was one of the commencement speakers at Georgetown University, Georgetown University being a very prominent Roman Catholic university, and Kathleen Sebelius being at least a nominal Catholic. Of course, this comes upon the heels of the Health and Human Services mandate spearheaded by Kathleen Sebelius that would require Catholic institutions to fund birth control against their religious freedom and their conscience. But that's not the big story here. It feels like the big story. It sounds like the big story, but it's not the bigger story. We'll talk about that with Terry Mattingly in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. Our hope is in this promise that Christ has come and made and fulfilled in himself, that he himself is our life, and when he delivers that life to us in the resurrection, we will inherit that eternal life that never ends with him, free from all sin and from death. It's a great hope. When we come back, Hour 2.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a recording of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, May 27th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons. Now, when you make your gift, please indicate whether you want a downloadable version or a CD of these sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season.